Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks open higher this morning, a day after the Senate confirmed Jerome Powell to another term as chair of the Federal Reserve. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 320 points in early trading.
Powell's big challenge in his second term will be getting control over inflation. Investors worry how much economic pain might be associated with that effort. Gasoline prices hit a new record high Friday, $4.43 a gallon. That's up $1.41 from this time last year. Diesel prices have jumped $2.41 in that time, pushing up transportation costs for just about everything that travels by truck. Elon Musk delivered a wake-up call this morning when he announced his $44 billion offer to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold. The billionaire later tweeted that he's still committed to the acquisition. It was already an uncertain time for Twitter, which announced a hiring freeze on Thursday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Ukraine has opened the trial of a Russian soldier accused of war crimes in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Anya Kamenets reports.
On a video released by Ukrainian media, Vadim Shishimarin appears with his head bent and shaven, wearing a blue and gray hooded sweatshirt. He walks past cameras with their shutters clicking and is locked in the witness box. Shishimarin is accused of shooting an unarmed 62-year-old man from a stolen car using a machine gun. The killing happened in the Sumy region of northeastern Ukraine, 5 days into the invasion. Prosecutor Yaroslav Ushapivsky told the media that the witness confessed during the investigation and that his weapon has also been recovered. Shishimarin has a lawyer and an interpreter provided by the state. The trial next meets again on Wednesday. Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
A Russian court says WNBA star Brittany Griner must stay in detention for another month. The White House says the women's pro basketball star is being unfairly detained by Russia. She was stopped at a Russian airport in February. Russian officials allege Griner had cartridges with oil infused with cannabis in her luggage. China says it plans to restrict Chinese citizens from traveling abroad for non-essential reasons. NPR's John Ruich says this is the latest measure being taken in response to the rising numbers of coronavirus infections in China.
The Immigration Department said it was taking the step to try to prevent people from bringing the coronavirus into the country. While many other nations are relaxing COVID-related restrictions and learning to live with the virus, Chinese policymakers have been obsessed with getting to zero cases. At home, tens of millions of people have been subjected to strict and often lengthy lockdowns in cities and towns where cases have popped up. And China has kept its borders tight for most of the pandemic, with limited inbound flights, onerous red tape for approval to enter the country, and long quarantines for incoming passengers.
NPR's John Ruich reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 1%. The Nasdaq is up 3%. It's NPR. The Senate has confirmed the next commandant for the U.S. Coast Guard. It is Admiral Linda Fagan. She will become the first woman to lead a branch of the U.S. military. Fagan was the first female four-star admiral in the Coast Guard. Her military service spans 40 years. In Texas, a judge has issued a temporary restraining order against Children's Medical Center Dallas. It is to stop the hospital from refusing certain gender-affirming medical treatments for new patients. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The judge's two-week restraining order is a very brief restoration of treatments such as hormone therapy and puberty blockers that are given to adolescent transgender patients. The order applies to Children's Medical Center Dallas, but not to UT Southwestern Hospital, which had partnered with Children's to run a transgender youth program called Genesis. The Genesis program was shuttered to new gender dysphoria patients in November as conservative state political pressure against the seven-year-old program manifested. Existing patients are still able to access treatment. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
The nation's biggest wildfire continues to burn near Las Vegas, New Mexico, and it is less than a third contained. Officials warn it's been burning for a month and it's going to grow today. The region has been plagued with powerful wind gusts that don't die down overnight. A much smaller fire is burning south of Los Angeles. The so-called coastal fire has only burned 200 acres, but it's destroyed 20 homes. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.